Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Team Hellions Podcast. I'm Kevin, Hellions Decent, your host. So today on Twitter, I was posting about some of my favorite podcasts and blogs and shows and all, sharing the geek wealth, if you will. One of them is my good longtime friend Rob and his podcast, the Our Strange Skies Podcast. Love it. Very good. Ridiculously informative, incredibly well searched. It's UFOs, aliens, but I mean, it is treated seriously, scientifically, and if there is a shred of doubt or someone made it up, they don't pretend. He or his guests flat out say, this was a hoax, we have dismissed it, moving on. Great, great show, I love it. But I got thinking about my own experiences. Now, I'm going to just stick with the UFO for this one. And I do have a ghost story at some point in the future. Now, by UFO, going with the whole spelled out unidentified flying object, I saw something, I don't know what it is. Let's remember at one point the stealth bomber was the thing people saw in the sky and did not know what it is. Now, we all know what it is. There's always rumors of experimental military planes that are not official, but they're in the air. You know, pilots can't, you know, there's secrecy, there's all sorts of stuff. Which, honestly, there should be. If your enemy in anything, your opponent in military and war or in sports or in comic books or in anything, knows everything at your that you can have accessible for a battle, then that's a knock against you. You already might be defeated before it's even started if they know everything that you have access to. So I'm not saying this was aliens. I'm not saying this was another world, another dimension. I'm not saying it is or isn't. I don't know. That's the whole point. So, many, many years ago, living in my hometown, was driving with one of my best friends, and his girlfriend at the time was driving behind us. I believe someone else was in her vehicle. Just a couple of minutes outside of my hometown, there's not a lot built up. Random farms, houses, but you can go a while in many directions without seeing anything other than a farm or a field. So we're driving along because this road was the shortest distance between two points. Nothing on that road, not going anywhere on that road, but to get where we had to go, this was the best way. Driving along, and we see something. And it looked like an airplane light, but bigger. And it wasn't flashing, it was just a solid light in the sky, and it just seemed bigger than an airplane light. I'm like, oh, that's weird. Is it lower? Maybe it's just flying lower in the sky. And this is, oh, geez, late 90s, probably. So we can see, and it's just, okay, it's a plane flying a little lower. There is a giant military base nearby. Maybe it's coming in for landing. That's all we thought. But it turned out all four of us are looking up, you know, looking at the road, looking where we're supposed to, but also could not help but notice this thing in the sky, too. And then suddenly, the entire sky lit up like it was noon. Not the dead of night like it was. And no other lights around, because as I said, this is farm area, so there's no street lights, there's no traffic lights, there's no business lights, there's nothing like that. And yet the sky was, I mean, I could see the different colors in the grass and in the fields. I could see trees on the horizon. I could see everything. It lit up so much. And then immediately the light retracted and that was it. I would say I was the only one, if not for the fact that my friend who was driving slammed on his brakes because he was so startled by it. And his then girlfriend almost rear-ended us because she was so startled, she was paying attention to the sky and not the road and had not realized we had slammed on our brakes. We all got out screaming, "What the hell is that? Did you see that too?" But I mean, what could we do? It came and went and was gone. We're standing here in the middle of nowhere, outside of the vehicle, as if something else was going to happen. I was just, well, that was a weird thing, and got in the car and drove away. So, that was late 90s. In the past year, however, I don't live in that town anymore. I live in a different town, which has a closed military base. But I always feel that it's not closed. There's always stuff of, we're using the runway. The runway's still good, we're going to use it. We're going to train. It's just vehicles stopping by. They're going from one military base to the other. They're just stopping here. I feel in my heart that it's not a closed military base. It's now a covert one. And I could go on a long thing about that at some point. But I think the point is, this, I am close to a military base yet again. One day I was driving to work, and I can see something reflect in the sky. Almost like if you're watching a movie featuring military sniper or something like that, and you see them, Rambo even, and you see them signaling with a mirror. You don't see the mirror itself, you don't see the person holding the mirror necessarily, but you can see that flash of light as they use the mirror. And I could see that in the sky. Something was reflecting. And this was about 7 in the morning. Sun was out. It was bright out. It was beautiful. No rain, no clouds, nothing. But there is absolutely, practically a mirror in the sky reflecting. And the more I could see it, the more I could see that this metal, glass, whatever, reflective thing in the sky was a triangle shape. Your normal, my gosh, my math skills are lacking. All sides the same length, triangle, one end pointing down. So you got 2 points up top, 1 point pointing down. And it's just hanging in the sky. I mean, if it wasn't sky, I would assume I was seeing something on a building. Something hanging in someone's house. But no, it is nothing but sky in front of me. And this thing's there. Well, the way I had to drive to work and with traffic, I took a turn and lost view of it. So again, I think, well, that's weird. Who knows what it was? It's in my head, though. A day or two later, coming back from work, thus facing the other direction, I see this thing again, not in the same space, so I'm positive there's not something just there that I can't figure out, because it was not in the same space, but also it was not the glass reflecting. Instead, it was the same triangle shape, same pointing same direction, all black. Again, in a well-lit sky, it's just a black triangle hanging in the sky. Again, nothing else around, no buildings that tall nearby, clear day, there's not a black, perfectly symmetrical triangle cloud in the sky, it's just there. Now, my best thought for that one, the big flash of light when I was younger, I'm not totally sure, but my best thought for this one is much like camouflage that sharks have in the ocean. If you're seeing a great white from the top of the water down, it blends in with the blue and the darkness of the ocean. But if you're a fish or some other animal in the sea looking up, the white belly of the shark blends in with the sunlight above. It's a perfect camouflage. I'm wondering if I saw something at a wrong angle than it usually is, and this thing, which at this point I think is probably a drone, an aircraft that we're not publicly aware of, if seen by the correct angle, would be near invisible. But because of the way I was coming, or maybe they were purposely at a weird angle to see, I noticed it right away. Haven't seen that again, but a little bit of research, certain corners of the internet, pretty sure there's something experimental that would match this. But anyways, that's my story for this week. It's been Kevin Hellions, teamhellions.com, at Team Hellions on Twitter. There's Team Hellions Facebook page you can like. Follow Kevin Hellions on Instagram. Got a Patreon. We got this podcast, and I post every day. So thank you very much for joining me for another story, another little adventure. We'll see you here next week.